This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
No, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting
at me. All right, I'll start that right now.
Ah!
We're started. We're Woo. Off. We're gay. We're crazy. We're wild.
Yeah, we are.
You're sick.
I should point out I'm a little stopped up here. I got a all jizzy in the nose, the throat, the ears are all full. I don't know where it came from.
Your ears are awful.
They're all connected. That's half my YouTube comments, by the way. The other half is, what a fag, and the other half is, what's up with his earlobes?
Yeah, that's always that's a bummer. And then it's frustrating because women have it, what are you, blowing your nose in the mic?
Yeah, make it authentic.
Women are talking about how they have it worse, which they do, but yeah. Then there's women that talk about how men don't get this.
Get what?
The physical stuff. Yeah,
oh,
when we're on stage.
Oh, we get it.
Don't get me wrong. Women, it sucks being a woman. I was talking about this the other day. Like, Sarah's on stage. She's wearing a skirt. She's beautiful. She's got a thing. I'm like, all the guys are thinking about fucking her. That
oh, yeah.
sucks to have to deal with.
I know I was.
No one is watching me. And I'm saying this, and she's like, no, you're attractive. And I'm like, I'm not. I don't need that. I appreciate it.
It has nothing to do with it.
But no matter how, no women aren't sitting there going, I'd like to fuck him. I wonder what he looks like naked. I wonder what he looks like in the doggy style position.
Oh,
that's what women
God.
Are dealing with. I feel bad.
Yeah.
But when you're talking a business meeting, you're on stage.
It happens. It's primal. It's innate. I mean, we have to do it. We're men. We're visual.
Men are thinking about fucking you.
Yes.
That sucks. That sucks.
It sucks.
They have to live their whole life like that.
They have to be so funny. They have to overcome that feeling.
Yes. But the idea that men aren't just getting trashed physically or that it doesn't hurt is also absurd.
I mean, everything, your whole act is, you know, big forehead, glasses, type 2 mouth, teeth, the hairline, the weird head, chinless. You got it all.
I get it all the time. And with men, people feel more comfortable being brazen about
it.
Like, I've had multiple people,
right.
Leonard Utz and such, being like, you're ugly.
Yeah, flat out.
You're an ugly person.
Yes.
It's like, well, this is, I mean, women at least, they're like, you know, I wouldn't want to fuck her or whatever.
Yeah,
like, this
yeah.
is like, you're an ugly person.
Yes.
I mean, so women have it worse, but you do see a lot of these things. This happens a lot now, especially from the left, where there's these, it happens on both sides, I guess. I'm in a bubble over here. But like, you see these things that are, there's truth in them, but then they just take it way over here.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's truth here, but like, yeah, men don't have to have anything. I'm like, what are you, crazy?
Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean a whole other group doesn't at all.
And people, like, women are like, yeah, and then men feel they have to come up and tell me how to do comedy because I'm a woman. I'm like, I get that every single show.
All the time.
Every single show. Someone goes, you should say it like this. What if you said that?
From a lot of women, mind you, as well. A
lot of women.
A lot of old aunties and grandmas coming up. I'd like this, but I hated that part. All right, thanks, you old kook. Get out of my face.
It's
Try your cunt.
It's a whole shebang.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's a nightmare. Being a woman, I wouldn't trade.
No, God, no.
Plus the bleeding and the thing and the shaming and the
sore nips and the anal bleeding. It's tough.
And the you're a whore, you're a stud thing. The women fuck a bunch of people. They're a whore, and then the guys fuck and they're a champ.
I agree, but that's on them too because they feel guilt. They feel it. You know, you go, you're a whore, and they go, ah, that hurt. But you go, hey, man, you're a whore. He goes, yeah, whatever. So it's partly on them to twist. They've twisted like the N-word.
Well, they feel the guilt because societarily it's become a negative thing.
I know, but if they're saying it's not that bad, then own it.
Yeah, some do now. Now there's a lot of girls at their act. Ah, fuck, I'm a whore.
Yeah,
I'm crazy.
Good on you.
Take it back.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of one-night stands I've had, you try to leave, and the girl's like, you just fuck me and leave? I'm like, well, I'm comfortable leaving, or I'm comfortable with you leaving. Try it. It's pretty good.
Get into it.
I'm not saying all women. Just saying 98%.
And we're white and straight, and we don't know what we're talking about. We're idiots. We're the worst people on the planet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Here we go.
But anyways, what started that? I can't remember.
The earlobes.
Oh, yeah, the earlobes. But you said your ears are all full.
Yes.
And I turned that into awful.
We call that a pun in the business.
That was real fun.
Good times.
But anyways. Hey, you got a bet on the roast tournament?
I don't really bet.
I don't bet either, but I think I might get involved.
Maybe I'll throw a Fitzky in, but I've never won a bet in my life.
You want to know who my horse is? My dog?
Well, give me the whole list. I don't know anything.
Well, there's a roast battle tournament happening. You guys are familiar with the roast battle, most of you, but so they set up a tournament, and now you can bet on it.
Uh-huh.
And there's odds and everything. Like, Freddie G's a 50-to-1 odd. Now, by the time this comes out, the first round is over, so.
Okay.
But I'll tell you who I like. You want to hear my horse?
Yeah, sure.
Dina Hashem? Hashem?
Oh,
Hashem?
She's a horse.
How do you say her name?
Dina Hashem.
Hashem.
Good well, egg. Very good
her,
joke writer.
I saw her roast Aaron Berg, and she was annihilated. I mean,
yeah.
Just killer.
Well, he's not really a jokester.
Oh, but he's
but
a funny
still,
guy.
He's a funny guy. She's a writer.
She's 12-to-1. You bet $100, you win $1,200. And I feel like
I'll get on that.
She'll take it serious. And I looked at her bracket too. She's gonna get past Dave Kinney in the first round, but I think she'll beat him.
I think she can take him.
And by the way, can I say this about the roast? Well, going back to the men and women thing, every roast I've been to, when it's a man versus a woman, the whole crowd is behind the woman.
Yeah, which
they
is,
want her to win.
That is sexist. At the end of the day,
I suppose
because you're saying she's the underdog.
Yes,
it's an internal sexism.
Yeah, but some people act like you know somehow it's unfair for women or whatever, which is insulting and sexist.
Yep, yeah.
But the crowd is like, go girl!
Right.
Even the men are like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting next to Jeff Ross. We were judging a battle. It was a girl versus a guy. I can't remember who it was. And Jeff Ross is going, hey, you fat asshole, talking to the guy. You're gross. I hate everything about you. I hope you die. I hope your mom gets cancer. I hope you die of AIDS, you fag dick. And everybody's like, yeah. And then when he talked to the girl, he's like, I wasn't crazy about the third joke.
Right.
And I was like, you are such a piece of shit. You're completely favoring the woman. And he goes, oh, my God, you're right. But she still won. I mean, it's part of you. It feels like wrong to insult a woman that harshly.
Yes, it's a thing. So they'll be rooting. But anyways, I think Dina's hilarious. And at those odds, you're like, this is the best bet in there. There's a few good ones to bet. And then Freddie G's 50-to-1. I mean, that's like a good bet just to bet.
Who's he against?
I don't know. I forget the whole bracket thing.
I might bet on Freddie G.
But if you sign up, you get $25 to play with. Lewis
what?
Is a real
what?
Fucking guy. Because he knows that you'll start betting on the one thing. You throw a couple other things in.
Well, I got 25 on Hashem.
Me too. I might put 100. 1200 it pays.
Easy. You get that look in your eye.
I know. Well, I get kooky. But so anyways. But the other problem is it's such an easily. You can't bet on judged events. Because it's so easily fed. Like, if she gets to the finals, I got 1200 on the line. What's to stop me from slipping Rich Voss? Hey, give me 200.
Interesting.
Here's $200 if you fucking give Dina the edge.
Right, right.
Hey, well, you know, I can pay out the judges 200 each and still make $600.
Well, I hope there's a little integrity in the roasting. And also, sometimes these battles are so one-sided of a win that you can't deny.
Yeah, I've done some. I judged the other week, and it was great. Katie Hannigan
good,
and Corey Rapond. And,
oh, yeah, Hannigan's a killer.
Yeah, it's a undefeated.
Rapond
is a killer.
Too. He's funny, too, yeah. He gets no due, that guy. He gets shit on all day long.
Well, he's got a weird look.
I guess he's got an odd mug.
He's quiet. People don't like a quiet guy. They're like, what's up with that weirdo?
Yeah, that's true. But then there's also the strong silent. So you got to play it right.
I suppose. Vecchione, very quiet.
Uh-huh.
Nick Griffin, everyone loves those guys.
Is this too inside? What are we doing here?
Yeah, maybe it's too inside.
All
it's
right.
Only 8 minutes.
Let's pull out.
But they're
pull
comedy
out.
Fans, some of
all
these people.
Right.
And
all
we're making it broad. It's very broad.
Yeah,
we talked about women.
Talk about women. Ah, you beat me to it.
Sorry.
There we go.
By the way, nice gift from Nick in Sacramento. Thank you, Nicky boy. We're going to frame this puppy and put it right on the wall.
That is a long flight.
Yeah, thank you.
Painting took oil painting of Joe and Sarah.
That's
by the way,
that's not oil. That's like, is it?
I believe that's what do you call that? Watercolor.
Is that watercolor?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know anything about anything.
I used to paint women.
Ray Love painted it. It's one in a lifetime or whatever. Oh, I see the little drippy oil drip.
Uh-huh.
Watercolor.
That was a big scene in Titanic. Remember, he painted the chick.
Oh, her tits. You see her tits?
Yeah, Kate Winslet.
People forget, I think, because they only show it on TNT now, but you see Kate Winslet's titty tits.
Big old white jugs.
Right, and then there we go. Like we were talking about, the women judgment. Right in this middle of a piece of art, I'm like, look at those tits. I pause it, I beat off.
I agree, but I remember because the movie came out in 1997. I was a freshman in high school, and all the girls at school loved Leo. Leo! And they hated her. They're like, she's not pretty enough to be with Leo. So they do it too.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, we all do. We all judge women by their looks. Men get the blame for it, but everybody does it. Women, well, too.
Women are hard on women.
Oh, my God, are they hard.
That's that great Family Guy joke where they're doing the Star Wars thing.
And oh, like, yeah.
This is the only other woman on the planet. She goes, I don't like her. It's so funny.
It's dead on. It's funny because it's dead on.
The timing is so good. It's like a quick pause. I don't like her.
Perfect.
Oh,
it's a funny show.
Oh, my God, is it ever. That guy's a real genius. Although the music's a little much, but...
Yeah. You know, he can play like 8 instruments.
Is that right?
Yeah, and yeah. He sings.
He's the genius guy, but every time they go in the show itself, every time they go into a musical, I fast forward. I go, I'm out.
Yeah, but the lyrics aren't too shabby. I'm a big subtitles douche.
What do you mean?
I put subtitles on everything.
What?
Everything. Every movie, on YouTube, TV, whatever.
That's insane. Then they're blocking the footage.
Nah, you'd be surprised how many words you miss.
I guess. I mean, some of it, if I don't know a word, I'll go through and look
yes.
it up or occasionally, but I don't want the blocks all over. The artist wanted you to see all the things.
I'm in the bottom right cryon or whatever you call it.
Here's what I don't get. When you have a movie, a film, if you will, in the letterbox format, the
yeah.
wide screen.
Everybody hates letterbox.
And you put the subtitles in. Why don't they put the subtitle
in the black?
In the black.
Yes!
It wouldn't take from the picture.
Put it in the black!
Put it in the black!
Great porn.
Suck my cock.
Yeah.
All right, let's get outside of the inside.
Ooh, I like that.
That's fun.
That's a hell of a... That sounds like we're starting a planetarium episode. You ever go to a planetarium?
Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, the science museum in
Boston.
That
was exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. You know what I don't care for, really? But maybe I do now because my life has changed. An aquarium. We went together.
Now, it's always overrated. It's a bit of a bust.
I call it an aquarium.
Oh, I like that.
I just came up with it.
All right.
But it's fine. I guess you see some fish. I like to snorkel. That's fun.
Yeah.
You see the things. But this whole looking at fishes in cages, I don't get it.
How about this?
All right.
Aquarium is like watching stand-up on TV. Snorkeling is like live comedy.
Now, that's the kind of stuff.
Look at
that's
that.
How you get to the top of the food chain.
That's
you know
an
what
analogy
I mean?
Right there,
that's
almost.
Beautiful. That
there
was really something. You really did it. The blow in the nose, I feel like we're going to get a couple tweets about. I got to be honest. I think they're not going to like it.
Authentic. Wait till I queef in the mic.
Doesn't it feel like, I guess your body's secreting or producing this stuff. Doesn't it feel like you should be able to blow your nose one time and the cold is over?
I think that's why we do it, because we go, this will knock it out.
Yeah, you go, I got snot in here. But I guess the phlegm and the mucus is being produced by the germ.
But why? I'm going, shut it off. You'll get a break. Shut off the snot valves.
I guess it's just life, dog.
I guess. How about this?
All right.
Oh, shit, I lost it. Oh, you talk about blow your nose once. I feel the same way about charity. I want to give $20 and be done.
Well, the needs keep coming.
Why?
Because I guess you have germs in your face and there's germs on the... Not germs, but a virus.
Virus in the world.
Yeah, like poverty is a virus. You know what I decided? Speaking of giving to charity, I think you're going to like this.
Oh, boy. It better be as good as Aquarium.
I never get exact change. I just give them a 20 and that's it. So I have tons of ones all the time.
Oh, I love ones.
Stacks of ones. And I decided I'm going to just bring some ones... And I'm going to give away a dollar to a homeless fellow or woman on the train every once a day.
There's
a buck.
I mean, that's a couple bucks.
That's $30 a month. I mean, that's not crazy. That's one spot, basically. One seller spot.
Good point.
And then when they come by, they go, I'm dying. My mother. And I go, here's a buck. And then I make eye contact. It feels good. It releases some endorphins.
I hear you. Two things. One... I said it before, and I'll say it again. There should be some sort of receipt with a hobo. Because you give one hobo a buck, the next guy goes, wow, what a cheap dick. And he goes, I gave the other guy a buck. And he goes, well, that ain't me.
Yes.
And I didn't see it, so I don't believe it.
You ever have it when you're on the train, and one goes through, you give them a buck, they leave the car, and then immediately the door opens, and a new one comes out. It's like a strip club.
I know. It's a recycling hobo.
Yes. It's like, all right, who's this new person? And then this one, you're like, I'm not even into this girl. I got to go to the bathroom for 3 songs.
You know what it's like? It's like Hobo Pac-Man, where they go out the one exit, and they come right through the end.
Boop, 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 boop.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pac-Man is a real good time.
Oh, man. The simpler the game, the better. Pong is better than Halo. I'm saying it right now.
I never said, I never saw Halo or played Halo, but...
Galo, as I call it.
I've been to an Angels game, and Angels in the outfield. P.U.
What if the Angels win the pennant? Then I'll see my dad again.
I don't think I saw that one either, but I love Christopher Lloyd. What a...
he's good.
You know what I always say? I feel like he's the only one that could have played Kramer. Oh, other than Michael Richards.
Oh, fascinating.
Maybe Daniel Stern, but he's too
normal.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd, but although that guy didn't do terrible a job with the raisins.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty good.
He was his own weird thing. He was creepy. Kramer's very likable. How about these people that are like anti-Kramer because of the Michael Richards incident? And like, you can't separate those two?
Well, I feel the same with Cosby. He's still a good comic.
But this is even more different. That's like Cosby's a rapist, and then his act is him, a rapist.
I know, but I got the old albums on my wall, and people come over, and they go, whoa, what are you doing with this? And I'm like, well, it's 1968. He was a different guy.
Well, he was raping then.
I guess so, but he's a comedian. Polanski's a good director.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. I mean, Woody Allen's my...
Yes!
I masturbate to his work. I love the guy.
Yeah, but I'll masturbate to his daughter.
I took down Woody's... She's old now.
Gross.
I took down my Bill Cosby frame photo or
Did
whatever.
You?
I took it down. That's a rapist. He's a serial rapist on my wall.
Ah, well, I mean, there's a lot of serial rapists out there you might not even know about.
Not on my wall.
Maybe.
You're on my wall. What are you trying to say?
Hey, you got Ted Alexander up there.
Is he a rapist?
Possibly.
By the way, I don't have Ted Alexander on my wall.
He
I love
used
him.
To.
No. Oh, I had the headshots.
Yes.
I used to have the headshots. I took the headshots down.
Oh, I like that. That was a good look.
Oh, thanks. Now I got framed pictures. But don't put that on about Ted. What are you, crazy?
No, I love Ted. That's why I picked Ted, because he's obviously the sweetest guy on the planet and a bit of an activist.
But so is Bill Cosby. He was both of those things.
You see? That's what I'm saying. You don't know until you know.
You don't know. And if you don't know, now you know. Be cool.
Easy.
I used to say that. I used to do that joke in my act. A joke like that.
Mm.
With the word.
I remember that because I didn't know the song at the time, and the whole audience would yell it, and I was like, how do they know?
That was fun.
Yeah. But what were we talking about? Cosby?
Cosby and, the Michael Richards is different because that's like an actor and a character.
Yeah.
It's so weird to be like, I can't even watch Seinfeld. You're like, well, this is Kramer, and it's a different thing.
Yes.
So don't worry about it.
But also, what about Michael Vick?
You
can still enjoy the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Michael Vick, Ray Lewis, O.J. Simpson. Well, I never saw O.J. play, but Naked Gun is still the best.
Naked Gun?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh,
he's still like the best part of the movie. So he cuts some woman's head off. No big whoop.
Wait, you think O.J.'s the best part of Naked Gun? Nordberg?
He's one of the best parts.
What?
That whole opening scene is amazing. I mean, that's amazing. The wet paint, the hot stove.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God, he's amazing. Maybe not the best part, but he's up there.
He's up there.
That scene is incredible.
Hell of a scene. Hell of a comic.
Pretty amazing. And then the next day, I started a new show with our pal Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
Who's another tremendous artist. And
he's the man of the people, I call him. The Robin Hood of Jews.
Fascinating guy. And Jason Cantor, our old pal.
Friend of the show.
Yes. Friend of...
another Jew.
My life, yeah. Quarter Jew.
Ew.
One and a quarter.
Well, they like change.
So anyway, well, you're hot today.
I'll take it.
We start a show at his apartment complex, which is like artist housing. You've been up there, right?
Beautiful. It was an old schoolhouse.
Yes, PS 109.
Upper East Side, and he got it in an apartment lottery.
Yeah, 80,000 people submitted. No, 87 units. I think 10,000 people submitted for 87 units. He got it.
Wow.
That's worse odds than Dina Hashem.
And if I'm not incorrect, I believe it's $500 bucks a month he's paying?
Something like $500 bucks a month, like for life.
Oh, my God. He can't leave now. And he's stuck.
It's got high ceiling, which, by the way, what's so great about high ceilings?
It's an appearance of a bigger place, and you feel roomier.
You feel roomy.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's all mental.
It's one of those things everyone goes, high ceiling. I go, ooh, high ceilings. But then I'm like, do I need a high ceiling?
I like a high ceiling. I grew up with high ceilings, and it's nice.
I guess it's not bad. You feel like you're more spacious.
Yeah, you know, when you got the ceiling right on your forehead noggin, you feel a little cramped.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I would paint it sky blue, make it feel like I'm outdoors. Maybe a cloud, a cumulus, or a cirrus.
Yeah, put a few birds in the corner.
All right.
Yes. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
They're tough to think of sometimes.
Yeah, then they shit in your mouth.
But anyways, is that right?
I got a bird shitting story when we get to it.
All right. I have one of my Bruins cap. I haven't washed it. I'm just walking around with the Bruins, the spoked bee, they call it, and then a big bird turd right next to it.
Bird turd! that's how they get you, those birds. But you didn't wash the hat. They say it's good luck.
Yeah, I've had good luck. I mean, I'm loving my life. I'm enjoying myself. I'm at fucking Louis' house editing a film, for God's sake. So I'm lucky guy.
The steps to get there, and now you're, you know, The drinking, the open mics, the herpes, the bar shows, the road, the DePaulos, and then all just led up to Big Lou.
Yep.
Now you're at his home directing a movie or editing a movie with him.
Well, I'm just saying things, but still very exciting. I mean, quite a thrill. So anyways, we got the show, PS 109, Canner's apartment. There's a downstairs in the building. It's this beautiful old Gothic building. I don't know what Gothic means, but it's quite lovely.
Probably a class, an old classroom.
Built in 1879 or whatever it is. So we start the show there. Ari mentions it on his pod. The thing sells out.
Oh, Gothic means you hate your parents.
Ah.
All right, but yeah, Ari's got a big reach.
Yes, quite a reach, and a sold-out show. So I'm at Louis the night before, and I go, hey, if you're into, and he hasn't done stand-up since his monologue, April 8th.
6 months? 5 months?
4 months.
Damn it.
And I think, wow, who's going to want to come all the way to the Upper East Side?
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a whole hall.
It's in the middle of nowhere, really.
It's way up there. It's
yeah.
Second Avenue, so it's, like, it's way off. It's a whole thing, so for anyone to get to, it's a lot. But I go, hey, come by if you want, you know. And he goes, yeah, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, all right, well, he's not coming. No
yeah.
big deal. So we booked the show. We got Big Jay Oakerson. We got Greg Fitzsimmons.
Wow.
We got Ari. We got Canner. We got me. I feel bad. No, there's no women. This is Ari, by the way. I was like, we should get some women or
yeah.
a minority. He's like, you don't need it. You just put on a good show. It doesn't matter.
You blame Ari the whole time?
Well, I mean, this is us behind the scenes.
Right.
And he goes, it doesn't matter. That shit doesn't matter. That's bullshit. If you give him a show, no one's going to care.
I agree. But, you know, just the people that be will really come down on you.
Well, that's the thing that was nice about the show. We didn't really tell anybody. He sold it out by talking about it in his pod. I tweeted it. Canner tweeted it. It got sold out. So you go, fuck it. We don't
that.
Have to answer anybody. And then at one point, all the comics were running late. We're like, we have no one to put up. No one knows we're here.
Oh,
it's like a secret show. No
wow.
one's even aware of it. So Dave, they get Dave Attell,
oh!
too.
Who
we
gets
got
Dave Attell?
Ari.
Ari!
I think Canner texted him. Ari texted him. I don't know who got him, but they got him.
They got him.
So we go up there, and then that day, like in the evening time, Louis texts me, and he goes, I tell you what you really should do is step away from the editing, come up to the Upper East Side, and get back on the stand-up
Holy shit! You're negotiating with the king!
Well, here's the thing. I'm trying to get, because it's Canner's apartment building.
Yes.
And Ari sold it out, so I'm like, I got to make a contribution here. I mean, I'm hosting, so I was like, let me host.
Oh, you like a contribution.
I like to contribute.
Yeah.
Contribute.
Thank you.
All
Conjugation.
Right. So I go, all right, let me see if I can, let me give him one last little needle to see if he'll come out.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think, like, step away, come do stand-up.
Sure, do that thing you do.
You know what I mean? Get back on the horse. You got to get back eventually.
And what a great place to open up again after 5 months at this irrelevant secret show.
Cool room. I go, it's going to be all comedy. I really kind of sold it, but didn't want to go too hard, you know? So I go, hey, you know, come by. And then we go up. He goes, where is it again? And I'm like, oh, here's the address, whatever.
You must be getting pretty excited. Oh, he's questioning.
So now I'm like, maybe, who knows? I ride my bike. I left here to go over there. Rode my bike all the way up Central Park West to 110th, across West 10th. I mean, 110th, and then down Fifth Avenue. I cut across fucking 99th, which is where it is. I come down this. It's a big hill leading down. I'm on the bike. I'm doing like 40 miles an hour.
Woo!
I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. And the bottom of the hill, there's a city bike fucking slot.
Oh.
I rolled across the hill, had a red light, a green light. I go right across. I go click, click. In
oh,
there.
Oh, wow.
Get off the bike. I walk over just in time.
It's like you parked your steed.
It was amazing. Ari's there. Canner's there. His girlfriend's there. She's bartending. We got all these beers. It's packed. It's a buzzy show. It's downstairs in a basement.
I didn't know you had beer selling.
Oh, we sold beer and wine, the whole thing. So Attell shows up. And that fits in. So we go on. I'm getting ready to do the show. I go, Canner, you got to go first. No one's here yet. So there's that weird nervous moment. And I'm like, fuck, all right. Well, if it comes to it, I'll just do 20. Canner can do 20. And then Ari will take it home if no one shows up.
Oh, you're hosting.
I'm hosting.
All right.
So I, right before I go up to start the show, Fitzsimmons walks in. I'm like, all right, that's good. He's
thank
here.
God.
I bring up Canner. He goes on. I have a good set. They're fun. They're nice. I bring up Canner. He's killing. I come off stage, look at my phone. Louis says, this is a pain in my ass, but I'm on my way.
Oh!
I can't believe it. I can't believe
God.
It. I go, oh my God, we got him.
Wow.
We got that son of a bitch.
We got Lou.
We got Louis. So I go,
holy
and
shit.
And now Fitzsimmons is there. I was like, and you're trying not to, you're trying to play it cool.
Yeah.
You want to be like, oh my God, he's coming.
Right.
So you go, hey, Louis's going to come. And then Fitzsimmons is like, who, Louis Katz? And I was like, CK. He's like, what? Because to him, he's like, this is insane. What are
yeah.
you talking about?
These LA, I mean, look, Greg's been doing it forever, but these LA guys, they hear these tales of Louis across the pond, you know, across in New York City. So to have him come to this fucking bananas basement show, that's got to blow his mind.
Well, I think you're just kind of like, oh, I'm going to do some fucking show. I don't know what show it is. It's some bullshit. And then you're like, wait, Louis here? Attell's here?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Can't even compute it.
We got all these like fucking like legends.
Yes.
To comedians, they're legends.
New York legends.
Yeah, to Joe Schmo in Idaho, he might be like Craig Fitzsimmons. Legend.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, Louis C.K., Dave Attell.
But to me, I'm like, Fitzsimmons is here. I mean, that's mind-blowing enough.
Yeah, love Greg. Killer
oh,
act.
Oh, God. Killer. But did you say that? I talked about this on his podcast. It was such a heartbreaking moment because he's like a Boston guy to me. He's Fitzsimmons. He went to BU. So I thought he was a Boston guy. And he was on I Love the 80s talking about how the Mets winning the World Series was like the highlight of his life. And I was like, who's this piece of shit that loves the Mets? And I found out he's from...
Tarrytown.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's where we're getting married.
I know. You should have brought that up.
Oh, well. But anyway, so Fitzsimmons is there. Now Louis's coming. Attell shows up. Big J shows up. I'm like, this is insane.
Wow.
This is like the best lineup in the all year.
Killer.
So, I know the Radio City, they got some good people over there these days. But
they're all right.
But anyway, so then I got a light canner early. It's like his show. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, we got Louis's coming. He's like, what? So then that whole thing's coming. And then Louis's like texting me bits on the way up there because he hasn't done stand up in 4 months. He's like, what was that bit I was doing?
Oh my God, you're doing bits.
And I was like, I think it's this one. He's like, that's the bit. And I was like, this is crazy.
Wow, you're like his little buddy.
Well, I'm his little buddy. So Fitzsimmons goes on, murdered. I mean, he murdered.
Fitzsimmons is a beast.
Just a killer. He kills. And then Attell goes on after him. It's like, and then the crowd has no idea who's on the show.
Yes.
They just heard Ari go, it's going to be a good show. Just come. Which is really fun to have a no lineup.
Yeah.
And they're comedy fans. They're pod fans. So when Fitzsimmons comes out, he gets a pop. They're like, oh, wow.
Yes.
And then Attell comes out. Oh, my God.
Oh, Attell, Insomniac.
And then Louis gets there while Attell is on. And then Louis hasn't gone on in a while. I was like, you can go next. He's like, yeah, I'd like to go next. Because he doesn't want to go after Big J. He hasn't been on stage in 4 months.
Wait, you'd rather go on after Attell than Big J?
Well, I mean... Well,
I mean, Big J is amazing, but Attell, you know, is Attell.
Attell's doing some new stuff, and I think Louis was just like, let me get on, and I'll get out of here.
All right.
So then Dave Attell comes off stage, and then I get to bring up Louis, which is fun, and they don't know who's on the lineup at all.
Oh, my God! I can't imagine the feeling in the room, the energy! It's electric!
Such a great feeling, and I go, hey, this next comic, this is exciting. He hasn't done stand-up in a while. His last set was his SNL monologue.
Oh! Were they? Was there a buzz?
There was
a clamor?
A brief buzz, and I went, it's Louis C.K., and people were like,
"Wah!"
And
oh
they go crazy.
Oh, my God! Let me just say this. Can you fucking cock-breath dickless weirdos out there, you hear about a secret show, a private show, suck it up and go out there. Take a chance. Live. These guys are rewarded for taking a chance.
Quite a chance.
This audience, they should get this great show, because they said, oh, it's a weird show in the middle of nowhere. I'll try it. Let's do it. Good for you.
Yeah, go out there. Go to shows, everybody.
Yes.
It's very exciting, especially in New York, because people are popping in, baby.
Oh, people are popping.
They're popping out. They're popping in. They're popping and locking.
Popping fresh.
So he goes up there, and then Louis, he hasn't been on stage in a while. He broke the mic stand by accident. He's holding the mic, and he's doing his set like Freddie Mercury. He's got like half a mic stand stick. It's really funny and just wacky. He's goofing around. He's killing and doing new and doing old. It's weird.
Was there any like... that joke didn't work. Because it's all new. Was he like, oh, that sucked? Or was it all just murdering?
No, it was a little bit of that. But he's murdering because he's such a funny guy and he's addressing it. And like, you know, he's reading off notes. He's wearing his glasses. He's holding half a mic stand. He's like, he's riffing.
Oh, wow.
It was a great set. And like, he's got some stuff that's good stuff that he was doing a little bit towards the end of the tour. But
yes.
Didn't end up on the special. So like, he's got material.
Okay.
And also, he's just, you know, he's maybe the best... fucking ever. One of the best ever. Top three or four.
I'd have to say so.
And so that is quite a thrill. And then, so he comes off, and now they're thrilled. They just saw Fitzsimmons, Attell, and Louis in a row. And then I'm like, all right, this next guy. And it's, again, it's Ari's crowd. It's our crowd. I bring up Big J. They're like, bah! They go nuts. I mean, Big J's like a rock star.
Yeah, love Big J.
And that guy is so fucking funny. It's insane.
Big J is effortlessly hilarious.
Insane. Like, we're all in the back. Louis hung out and watched him. So it's like Louis, Ari, Greg, me, Canner. And we're just watching. And like, he's murdering. He does a little bit of riff about Louis.
Sure.
He's like, Louis up here just being like, I'm doing new. He's like, that's like Eddie Van Halen walking in and being like, I haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
And that kills. And he's doing his crowd work. And then Louis walks over. He's like, boy, this guy is so fast. And I was like, he's the best at crowd work.
Wow.
And then Louis's like, he really is.
You hear that, Big J? Somebody tweet at that fat fuck.
I know. I should probably text him or something. But like, we're all in the back. Like, how? Ari's dying. And like, Ari's a guy too. You never hear like dying laughing. He'll give you a good laugh.
Right.
But it's so nice. Oh, Bobby Kelly's calling me.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Second time.
Oh, boy. He's getting a divorce.
Well, he's in my wedding, and it's like 11 days in a row. I haven't talked to him in 3 weeks, so.
I want
to
give him a shout.
Well, I've been shouting at him, but he's vacationing. Doesn't matter.
All right. Well,
but anyways,
shouting.
We're all in the back, dying, laughing. Big J comes off, and then Ari's got to close it. I'm like, this guy's a goner. He can't follow this. But
big Jew face.
But he comes up, and they all love him, and he's got some new stuff that's killer. So
is
he
that right?
Kills. Oh, yeah. What a program. What a night. We end it, and
does Louis stay and watch, or he get the fuck out of there?
Louis watched all of Big J's set, and he's like, oh, "I'm gonna go home." I mean, he's got editing to do, he's got kids, the whole thing.
Wow,
so
yeah.
He's like, "I'm going home," and I was like, "And he's like, thanks so much for having me." I'm like, "What are you kidding? This is like insane."
Yeah, isn't that funny? Comedy Central does that too. When you get off stage, they do the half hour. They go, "Thanks for doing it. I'll do it every day."
Yeah, what are you? This is insane.
Wow, but I'm sure he was glad he did it.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Right,
I mean, I haven't
great.
Talked to him since, but it was great, and he's back on the horse. And sorry, I'm taking up too much time here, but
story's amazing.
But that was quite a thrill. And then we all went to the diner, me and Canner and his girl and Ari. And then we go, sorry, I'll make this quick.
No, keep it rolling. This is lunch.
We walked down to the diner on 89th. Now we're selling. We're on top of the world, by the way.
I hope so.
We split all the money. That's how Ari likes to do it. Louis refuses to take the money.
Yeah, he does.
Attell didn't want to take it. We forced him to take 100 because his cut was much bigger than that.
Well, yeah, I heard Greg. I talked to Greg the night after. I did Legion of Skanks with him, and I brought up the show, and he was like, dude, it was unbelievable. And I got a beep amount of money.
Yeah, it was quite a chunk of money, and then we got the beer money because we put the show together. So like, I walked away with like $400.
Oh my!
I mean, it's crazy.
God.
So thank you, Dave, for donating your half of the money, and Louis for donating his mount.
To the victor goes the spoils.
It was quite a chunk. So now we're on top of the world, and we're all up there. We watched the end of the side. By the way, best night of my life. Red Sox won in the walk-off home run by Christian Vasquez.
Vasquez!
And I'm on top of the world. I'm like, this is crap. Like, let's go to the diner. I want to lose this feeling.
Yeah!
I got a pocket full of cash. We just put on the best show of all time. We're going to do another one. We want you on the next one.
No, thanks.
That was fun, too, by the way. Canner's like, bring me up as from Tuesdays with Stories. He's like, that'll be funny. He's like, you know, it's like my biggest credit, I guess. They know the show. It's like, all right, good idea. That's funny.
Yeah.
Completely backfired. I go, you know this first comic from Tuesdays with Stories? They go, yeah!
Oh!
And I go, oh, it's not Mark. And they go, oh.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
It was really sweet, but I was like, oh, that will be funny. I'll bring it up as Tuesdays with Stories. So everyone goes nuts thinking it's you.
Sorry, Jace.
And it's not. But by the way, Canner went, they went crazy for him.
Oh,
he's
good.
A killer.
I heard he killed.
Act. Anyway, so we walked down to the diner. So now we're at the diner, and you know me, it's my favorite thing to be at a diner with comics.
Yes.
It's me and Ari and Kate and Canner.
What this show is based on.
We love it. I love it. It's my favorite thing. So then we're in the Upper East, and then there's a little bit of a tussle between this woman, this small woman, and this big guy, both Latino. He's holding her purse. She's trying to wrestle it out of the hand.
Whoa.
And he's like strong-arming her with both arms, just holding the purse. And she's like, and like he's kind of whipping her around. They look like Mickey and Kramer.
Yes.
Like he's just kind of whipping her around like a little rag doll.
You want to throw? Let's throw.
And I'm like, oh boy, this is, I'm like, we have to go fight this guy. And
yeah.
Then we're all watching going, should we do something? Should we not do something? I'm like, it gets intense. So we're like, all right, let's, I guess we'll go out there.
Oh, it's so outdoors.
Outside. We're in the diner. It's right outside the diner.
Oh, I thought it was I'll pay for it. No, I'll pay for it kind of thing.
Oh no, they're fighting. It's like a, like he's wrestling his chick.
Oh, wow.
So he's kind of manhandling her.
Yes.
So we're like, all right, we got to go be men, I guess.
Worse than mansplaining.
Definitely. So me and Canner and Ari all go out there, and then Canner's like, hey, what's going on here? We got a problem or whatever?
Whoa.
And the woman turns on up, which always happens. That's why they say these domestic calls, the cops, those are the most dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Because they team up.
Yes.
They're fighting. But if you try to go, hey, what's going on? She goes, get the fuck out of here. This ain't none of your business, motherfucker. Like, she was all coked up.
Oh.
We think there was drugs in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no, no, these are my drugs. And she's like, fuck you. So as soon as we walk up, she's like, get the fuck out of here, you faggots. And then the guy's like, yeah, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. And we're like, all right.
Whoa.
That's all we needed to know. So we just, like, filed back into the diner.
Yeah, you're both fucked up.
Yeah, so now we're just eating our soup with these two people outside fighting that we had just tried to, like, intervene with. So that was pretty wild.
What a night. A lot of range.
Very exciting. They leave. We finish dinner. Ari and I jump on the train. We head home. One of the best nights of my New York life. Unbelievable. We're going to do the show again in a couple months. Keep an eye out for it. PS 109. It'll be on a Tuesday, probably in October.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you should come out to the next show, but I think you almost blew your wad. Unless you get Cosby and Woody Allen, we're fucked.
We said that. We're like, you guys shouldn't come back to the show. You're never going to see a show this good again. It was insane.
But how cool that you could have like a running show. Like every couple months, you do these amazing shows that no one knows about in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it was pretty nice and pretty exciting, and it was quite a thrill.
What was the head count? What are you, like $10 a head?
I think we started at like 20. There was like early, it went up or something like that. I don't know how they did it, because the Jews are very good at doing stuff like that.
That's
it started
what I've
at
heard.
20 and went to 18 and 15. Something. I don't know.
Yes.
I didn't have anything to do with it. I hosted, I brought Louis. That was my contribution.
Yeah, that's a big conch.
And I tweeted.
Wow, jeez. I can't follow that.
Sorry, that ended up being a lot longer than I anticipated.
That was a beauty. I hope that gets on YouTube. I mean, that was a great chunk of life you had there. Slice of life, I should say.
Very exciting. So big shout out to Louis. And keep an eye out for this film. You're really going to love it.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to try to dive into my bullshit here because we got a few minutes anal. Wow, that is really exciting. Now, did Louis wait in the back? Could everybody see him, or was he a surprise?
No, nobody could see him, and people were walking by because it's very dark. It's like a basement.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing a hat and glasses. So, like, people are going to get beers walking straight past him.
Oh,
they don't
know.
That's the thing. I think people walk past celebrities all the time. They're just not. Like, he takes the subway every day.
You think so?
I know so.
Huh. He's got a Clark Kent thing going on.
Yeah, I think also you're just in your own head. You're not looking. It's one thing if you go to, like, you know, somewhere to look for people. But if you're just living your life, you're kind of looking at your phone, you're looking down, or whatever.
Good point. All right, well, I had a little fun getaway. Me and the lady said, you know what? I said, I'm doing the Newport Comedy Festival, or Rhode Island Comedy, Rogue Island, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Festival put on by Doug Key himself, the Key Master. So I said, hey, how about you come with me? We'll drive up. We'll get a rental car. We'll hit the beach all day. We'll do the show at night. We'll get drunk. We'll have hotel sex. Then we'll drive back on Sunday. It'll be a great little shebang. She goes, I love it.
Shebang.
There you go. Shebang. Shebang. Ricky Martin.
I hated that guy.
Gay now.
Is that right?
Always gay, but gay out.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
No, I like him.
So we go down, and this was a bitch, because I'm such a stubborn cunt that I wouldn't take my spots off Friday. She's like, why don't we drive down Friday night, like 8 o'clock? I'm like, I got spots on Friday. And that's a weekend spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I want those spots and I want those monies. So she goes, well, when are you going to get the rental car? And I go, I'll get the rental car in between spots. So I had 5 sets on Friday. I'm running around like a maniac. I pack a bag. I leave the bag at my house. I do 4 spots. I go to the rental car place, get the car in between spots, drive it to Eastville, do my last spot. It was a whole thing.
So you leave after the spots?
Yes.
Ah.
And the last spot was at like 11:30.
It's so fun busting out at night.
It really is.
You feel like Springsteen.
Good. And the traffic is not there, so it feels great. Just you in the open road, that cool night air.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the rental car. It's a fucking Ford Focus, beat red, and I get that puppy, and you know, it's the whole thing about the budget rental place, like, okay, and the guy's like, let me take a look around the car, make sure there's no scratch. I'm like, all right, I'm on in 4 minutes, come on, asshole. So I jump in the car, I peel it down, I get the car on East 9th Street, right by Eastville. I planned it all out beautifully. Pipe down, I don't know why these people are going to LaGuardia and JFK to get rental cars. They're all over the city. Get in there, Manhattan.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, I barrel it down to Eastville. I park illegally in front of a fucking fire hydrant. I run in, do my set, killer crowd, run back, jump in the car, pick her up on Avenue B. Bang, bang, boom. She's ready, waiting outside. She jumps in. Then we go back to my house. I get my bag. Then we hightail it out to Newport. Now, this car, Ford Focus, has the worst gas. It's just the gas. I'm watching the gauge just go,
A Ford Focus?
Yeah, not good.
Maybe it's a leak.
Maybe.
I feel like you might have got a leak in there.
I think I had a leaky pipe.
Because it feels like that's a car that should go all day.
You'd think.
But city is tougher.
Ah.
A lot of stop, a lot of start, yes. The idling.
Took forever to get out of the city. I took a wrong turn, so we ended up at Shea Stadium. It was really bad.
Oh, wow. That hasn't been around in years.
Yeah, I know. It was a bad turn. So, what is it? City Field?
City Field.
City Field, yeah.
I'm going tomorrow. Hell of a ballpark.
Are you really?
It's beautiful.
What are you doing there?
Noon game.
Whoa!
Opening for Louis.
Living, baby.
I like to live.
Yeah, and the weather's going to be perfect.
Yep.
It's beautiful out today. It's like 71.
Got great seats, too.
Woo-wee!
You should come.
Maybe I will.
Get a ticket for $20. Canner and I are going. You can get tickets to the same section, like $25.
Maybe I'll come.
Let's get club access. Come hang. Right behind club. Home plate.
Wait, that with the food?
I don't know if the food comes
box.
With it, but you get access to the club. I don't know. I read the whole thing. I'll find a ticket for
What's
you.
What's in the club? Comedy club? Nightclub? Club
what
sandwich? What are we talking about?
I don't know what kind of club. I don't know. It just seems cool. It had a lot of like all small right. print, like this club, that club, the Foxwoods club.
Sounds
the
good.
Suck my dick club.
Club of Seal. So now we're hightailing out to Rhode Island. It's a good, 3-hour drive, 3.5?
Yeah, probably, depending on where you're going, I guess.
So she falls asleep in the car. She works all
what
day.
A bummer.
She
goes, Sorry, she's listening. I love you.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the sleeping in the car. Because I feel like, all right, Alessa's off. And you feel like a man. You're like, I'm taking over. She's asleep, and I'm in control. She totally trusts me.
I guess, but she's all like, take your spots off. We'll go on a thing. It'll be hot. And then she's asleep over there. Come on, Copernicus. Wake up and be part of the fun.
Well, she had a long day. Plus, she does the aerobics. Then she goes 9 to 5 work, and she's gay. I don't know. So she's out.
I hear you. My girlfriend's sleepy, too.
All right. She's asleepy. Plus, I'm, you know, I Cosby'd her. So she's out. And I go, I start dozing off while driving.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I did like the, you know, and she's like, huh, everything okay? I'm like, yeah, shut up, you idiot. And, you know, get back on the road. And I'm the idiot. I'm fucking about to kill both of us.
What about this for an idea? Rumble Strip Club.
Huh?
Those are called Rumble Strips.
Oh, I like it.
A Rumble Strip Club.
And it could be all ugly chicks.
And they're all sleepy.
Yeah. They've all been hit by a car. All right. So, so I go, we're about 20 minutes away or 30 minutes away, and I go, I gotta fucking stop. So I pretend I actually did need gas, but I'm like, oh, we'll get some gas, and I'll get a water, and I just go into like the quickie mart in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, I'm dying out here, man. I'm about to fucking kill this woman. I'm so tired. She's sleeping in the car, and he's like, all right, and I gotta pee, so he gives me the giant hubcap. I go pee, and I'm like throwing water in my face in the disgusting AIDS-y bathroom.
Red Bull.
I don't fuck with Red Bull.
I don't either.
I don't like it. It feels like poison to me.
Yeah.
So here's the clinker. So
we're already at the clinker?
Well, I forgot a part, so I'm calling it the clinker.
There's a few clinkers.
She usually does all the planning. She's got a real knack for planning out and Googling and booking stuff, which I have none. I have the exact opposite. I've gone to LaGuardia when I'm supposed to go to JFK.
Yeah.
I've booked a flight on the wrong night, the wrong year, the wrong country. I've fucked all that up.
Yeah, your ears are attached. It's a real problem.
It's a problem. I can't book. I can't book a hotel. I can't book a flight. Thank God I got a travel chick.
She has a nap for it.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, but she's been so busy the past few days, so I was like, I'll handle it all. It's kind of like when the guy in the sitcom goes, I'll take care of the kids, and he ends up putting the kid in like a toaster.
Yeah, he blows it up in his face.
Right, right.
He's an idiot.
It's all horrible. But I was like, I got it. So I booked the rental car, but I actually got my manager to do it because I didn't know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
Then, but I was like, I'll book the hotel. I got the hotel. This is last minute. This is during Rhode Island's Jazz Festival. So everything's booked, Jerry. Booked. Oh. So I was like, shit. So I can't find a cot, a house, a teehee, nothing. So I'm looking at Airbnbs. They're all like $300 a night. I'm looking at hotels. They're all booked, sold out, inns, everything. All fucked. So I find this one place called the Budget Inn in Kingstown, Ireland. I mean, Kingstown, Rhode Island.
I know Kingstown.
Yeah. You know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't pretty.
No, Rhode Island, for the most part, is not pretty.
No, it is not. And you think Newport, all right, Providence is a real city, but the rest is shit on a shingle.
But Providence is quite shitty also.
That's,
I mean,
true.
I love it. I'm a New Englander, but it's corrupt and mob-run and the Dunkin' Donuts. It's a whole thing. Brown is beautiful.
Yeah, totally.
The school.
Oh. I thought you meant UPS. So, finally, she goes back to sleep. We pull in. I did all the booking. We get to this place called the Budget Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, good. And it was one of those things where you're driving in the middle of nowhere. We went down a dirt road. There's no lights on the street. And she's getting nervous. She said, where is this place? She's like a cute chick from Sandwich. So she's like, what the hell's going on here? We pull up. It's the shittiest motel out of a horror movie you've ever seen. Just no parking lot, weeds everywhere, graffiti, garbage. You know, one of those one-level things where your headlights shine into people's bedrooms, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this looks real bad. And the lobby area, quote-unquote, it says open. So I'm like, all right, we're good. You know, it's a lobby. It says open. We'll get our keys. So I go up, knock on the door. Door's locked. All the lights are out in the lobby with the shades drawn. I'm like, fuck. So we park the car, and I hit the buzzer. Hit it again. This guy opens the door. Wife beater. Chest tattoo, the tattoo right here on the chest.
I don't like
under
that.
Under the neck. No teeth. Weird haircut. Big diamond earrings. Just a scruffy, white trash looking motherfucker. And he goes, who's there? And he like swings the door. And we go, hey. It was like a human pit bull. And we go, hey, we got a room. Sorry we're so late. It was like 3:30 in the morning. And he's like, okay. What's the name under? I was like, Mark Norman. And he walks up to a little computer, and I can see into where he was sleeping, and it's this crack Denny, meth house, no sheet on the mattress, mattress on the floor, you know, towel hanging to be a window shade, just shit house. And I was like, what the fuck? Where are we? Holy shit. So we go in. The guy's like, oh, yeah, Norman, here you go. Gives me the key. The key's on like a bottle cap, you know, with a little key ring.
It's a key.
Yes, Doug Key. So I go, okay. And I'm trying to be, because I'll suffer some hell, but she's like a nice, cute little lady.
Yeah.
This is not her bag.
Well, luckily she got plenty of sleep in the Focus.
That's true. Focus beds. So I go, ah, thanks. And we go. We walk down. We get to our room. Key's a little jingly. Lock's a little dangly.
Yeah.
I'm working it. Pop it open. Swing that door open. Oh, man. This was a real trash heap.
I'm picturing Anton Chigurh's hotel.
Who's that now?
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, way worse.
Really?
I would kill for that room.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm trying to paint a pic here, but I don't know if I have enough watercolor because this place is gross.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. So the carpet is blue with white polka dots, and it's just ruined. It looks like a casino carpet, just stains and black spots over here, like oil stains and just lumps in it and just tears over here. It's so dusty and just caked in filmy dirt. And then there's two beds. The mattresses are just compressed from just years of fat fuckers on that mattress, just smushing it and fucking in it. And the mattresses are brown and the sheets are tinted yellow and they have no, the lights don't work. You hit the light switch, it just goes all the lights have no light bulbs in it. There's
that fluorescent overhead.
Nothing.
That's the worst.
There was no overhead.
Even if it worked, it's the worst.
I know, but it was like those, it was wall sconces, you know, with the two lights that come out like that, but they had no bulbs in it.
Ugh.
And all they had was like a freestanding just lamp with no shade in the middle of the room. He just turned on.
Jesus.
It was wild. And the floor, and the whole thing, the walls were stained. The windows didn't work. It was all fucked. So she's like, I can't, you know, I'm freaking out. This is crazy. And I'm like, we'll make it work. So we just lay in the bed. The bed is so uncomfortable. It's so rotten and just shitty and compressed. And she's like, I'm tired, so I'm just going to go to bed. And she's like a horny lady. She likes to bone.
Yeah.
And she cannot bone, which is how you know this place is ruined.
Bone out.
She's bone out, baby. And so I knew I was, I just felt guilty. You know when you feel so bad, you don't know what to do. You're like, well, we have to live like this. We can't sleep in the car. We can't go find another place. So I'm just like trying to laugh it off. Like, this is crazy. And I feel so bad.
Acceptance.
It's a hard thing to do, accept.
It really is.
So she's miserable. I'm miserable. And then now we're like, fuck it. Let's just turn the lights out and try to get some sleep. I even turned the AC on. I had to plug the AC in. Like a puff of smoke came out. And the AC felt dirtier than the actual air. And there was a bad stench in there. I think from crack, mind you. And I took some photos. I'll show you. It's so gross. The TV is sitting on top of a broken TV with the big armoire is like blue and white and stained and nicked up. It's all crazy. So she's like, I'm just going to go to bed. Now the lights are out. We're sitting in there just staring at the door. You can see the light crack under the door. We're just waiting for a guy to kick the door with a fucking hockey mask and a chainsaw.
The Coen brothers love that.
Yeah.
The little light with the two shadowy feet.
They love that. I was waiting for those feet.
No Country, Barton Fink.
Yes.
The other one.
Yeah, the other guy. So we're laying there. Now we're like, fuck it. We're cuddling. The lights are out. Just get some shut-eye and get the hell out of here. And I paid for two nights, mind you.
Oh.
I know, because I didn't know. Also, there were no reviews on the website, which is never a good sign.
Yeah, they're probably not even connected to Google Earth or whatever.
I think you're right. Yeah, they're out in the Andromeda strain or whatever the hell that is.
Not sure.
I don't either. So we go to bed. Lights are out. We're just laying there. All right, we're finally relaxing. We hate each other. Let's just get over this night.
Light bulb?
Fucking mosquito!
Oh, a mosquito!
Buzzing in your ear!
Jesus!
Right, trying to get comfortable in the pitch black. You're going, oh, Jesus! Swinging wildly. You know, what the fuck? Ah! Feels like it went in your ear hole and down your brain shaft. So now we're like, ah, I gotta flip the lights on. Where is it? God, show yourself! And I'm swinging at everything, just, you know, with a fucking towel. And now I can't find the mosquito. You see it every now and then when you lose it. You're throwing shoes against the wall. It was a whole thing.
They're quite, what do you call it? Shifty.
Shifty!
If you think you're too small to make a difference, try sharing a tent with a mosquito.
Sing it, sister.
Or a budget inn.
Yeah, I'd kill for a tent.
Buddhism.
So I had good intentions when I was booking, but it didn't show. So the mosquito is a bitch. And so now she's like, I can't sleep with the mosquito. So I go, look, you go to bed. I will stay up and stand guard.
Oh, wow.
Now it's 5 a.m. I'm standing up with the lights on. She's asleep. I'm sitting up on the bed just waiting for this mosquito.
Boy,
I got to kill it. It's my obligation. I feel bad.
You're like Gordy LaChance.
Yes.
Stand by me.
Ah, good movie. And book. So now I'm just sitting. I sit up for like a half hour waiting for this mosquito. You see it every now and then. You take a swing. She wakes up. Did you get it? No. We're fucking miserable. So finally, I just say, fuck it. I can't kill the mosquito. I go to bed at 5:30. We wake up at like, 9:30, 10 a.m. We brush our teeth and we get the fuck out of there. I just bail on the last night. I go, take my money. We're leaving.
Gotta bail.
So she gets on the Google box. She finds it's a Hampton Inn or something.
Hampton Inn's nice.
In Newport.
That's nice.
I didn't know it was possible. We check in there. I give her $200 cash. I just say, hey, I feel horrible.
She probably expanded the search to more than $75.
Ah, that might have been it. Good call.
Good question, Aguado.
Yeah.
All right, so you're at the Hampton.
So we get to Hampton, which is like fucking Buckingham Palace compared, And we're like, oh, my God. So we make sweet love. I jizz on her stomach. And then she takes a shower. I take a shower. We get that budget in office.
Yes.
And we're
and the cum.
Yeah, that stayed. So now we're feeling good. And we go out to Newport, right, what is that square area? Right in the middle of the town, right on the pier.
Oh, yeah, Newport.
Yes, that's the one. And we have a nice lunch. I get a clam chowder and a burger. And she gets their thing. And we feel a little better. We get a beer at an outdoor place. And it's coming together. And then I go, you know what's crazy? I brought the shrooms on the trip.
Woo-hoo.
So she goes, oh, my God, we got to take the shrooms. But we're on half of an hour of sleep, and we're covered in jizz. But
half
we're
of
like,
an hour.
Fuck it. Let's do it. So we go back to the hotel. We wolf the shrooms out. We split them in half, wolf them down.
Michelle Wolf.
Wolf of Wall Street. And, God, it's hard to get those shrooms down sometimes. I was like, but you get them down. They taste so bad.
They feel pukey to me.
They're very pukey. And, so then we go, well, now we're on shrooms. What do you do? And she's so good at planning. She's like, let me think about it. Let's go on the mansion tour.
Oh, wow.
They have those big mansions in Newport. They're beautiful, right on the water. It's unreal. The cliffs. So we start talking to some of the waitresses while we're out getting drinks. And she goes, you got to go to the marble house. The whole house is built of marble. It's bananas.
Wow.
So I go, that sounds great. So we take the shrooms. We pull up to the marble house. It's unbelievable. Just driving down, I think it's called like American Cup Way in Newport. It's all lined with these 1680, 1729, all these old-ass mansions, and they're fucking spectacular. And we get to the marble house. You do the walking tour with the headphone, and you get a little iPad or whatever, and you put it around your neck, and you've got the headphones on, and it says, welcome to the dining area. This is where Margaret would prepare a stuffed goose for the children, something. And you're like, oh, you feel like you're in it. So now I'm in it. The walls are marble. It's so extravagant. I took photos. The stairwell and the chandeliers and this gold leaf everywhere. It's unbelievably extravagant. Like, they spent millions back then, which in our time is like now trillions.
A billion.
Who the fuck knows? Yeah, billions.
Quintillion.
Trillion, million, million, billion. So he's the richest man in the world. Don't know if he got 20s or ones. So all over the house. And I'm in my head. I'm just in my own little world, And then the countess would come down and suck off the duke or whatever the fuck. And it's a great time. And it's all old and all preserved. And you can't touch anything. And they're like, this is the dildo of Archduke Anal Dick and whatever the hell. And so I go, I got to tell you, I'm in a great mood because I forgot about the shrooms.
Ah.
So now we're outside on the fairgrounds of this building and all this shit. And we're looking out in the ocean. And I'm like, I am feeling good. I don't know what it is. I'm in a great mood. Let's go get a drink. And she goes, yeah, I know this place, Castle Hill.
Ah.
It's another mansion you can grab a drink at. And we go there. If you look at my Instagram, I took a photo and I tried to capture the shroominess of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting in an Adirondack. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Those chairs?
Yeah.
That must be a New England thing because I didn't know about those.
Maybe.
So we're sitting in Adirondack on the Atlantic coast looking out at sailboats at sunset with a skank bringing us beers. It was unreal. It was
paradise.
A beer skank. Sunset. Coastal. Sailboat. Motherfucker, it was incredible.
Now, do you have a show or are you just hanging?
Well, I forgot that part. So now it's like 6:30. And I'm all shroomed up. I got 8 beers in me. I got my lady to the side. She's got huge tits. And we're hanging out. And so I go, she goes, what about that show? And I go, oh, yeah. Turns out I had the date wrong.
What?
I had no show.
Oh, my God.
The festival's in October.
That's what I thought when you said Rogue Island. I'm like, that festival's in October. That's what I thought.
I put it in my book as August 5th. It's October 5th. I was way off.
What are you, crazy?
I had no show. We drove up to Newport for nothing.
That's insane.
It was insane. Oh, shit. I got to wrap this up.
Wouldn't they have put you up anyways at the show?
I just figured, hey, it'll all work itself out. No
workout.
That's
cuckoo.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I got the advertisement for the show that weekend. So I was like, oh, it must be this weekend. But I didn't look at the date on the flyer.
Oh, boy.
I saw an Instagram post about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to that.
Might want
to
lay off the hallucinogenics.
Well, this is sober me. I know. Thought it was, you know, I planned this 2 weeks in advance. So Doug Key, I text Doug Key. I go, hey, where's this fest? He goes, you're an idiot. There's no fest for 2 months. I go, all right, well, I'll see you later. And he goes, well, actually, I found a show for you if you want to go. And I was like, sure. And then I was eventually was like, I'm too fucked up. I can't do it because I'm all, you know, high on mushrooms here.
Yeah.
So we have a couple beers. We sit there for hours, just talk about everything and watch these boats go by. It was just a glorious day. Sun goes down. And we go get a nice dinner right on whatever the hell, Newport Street. We go to Benjamin's, best baked lobster in town.
Oh, wow. Baked lobster.
Baked lobster. Maybe broiled, one of those. But you go up these stairs. We're on the third floor eating this shit. It's like the shape of a boat, you know? And we're out where all these Rhode Island homos, they're all drinking. Everybody's like, yeah! And it's a great time. We have a couple pops. And then I go, we're both very tired. You know, the shrooms wore us out. We're sober now, but the shrooms wore us out. We've been drinking all day. We're getting sun all day. You can see my nose is burnt.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're walking around Newport, and these kids booze it up out in Newport. My God.
Yeah, you don't say.
It's a lot of puke and boat shoes out there. And so I go, hey, you know, call me crazy. Because we go to one of these places, they're all singing, Sweet Caroline. I don't want to get in the middle of that shit. So I go, why don't we get a six-pack, go back to the hotel, watch a movie, and make love?
Yes.
And she goes, let's do it. So we do that. We have one beer each. We pass out. Now, we're driving back the next day. We realize I got to get back. It's a 3-hour drive. Hey, we'll leave at 4. We'll get there at 7. That's when you got to drop the rental car off. So we go to the beach all day. We get up early, have sex, go to the beach. We buy a six-pack and a cooler. We hit the beach. No blankets, no umbrella, no chairs, just us in the sand. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Newport beaches are fucking horrible.
Really?
Horrendous. They got a red tide. Looks like menstrual blood coming at you. It's just a heavy flow coming at you.
What?
Brutal. They got these. There's this red seaweed. Google it, shellfish.
Sounds like a King novel.
Red seaweed floating in it. You get in there, it sticks to your leg. It's all periody and gross. And so we're like, fuck that. You can't even get in the water. It's too gross.
New England in general, very seaweedy.
Yes.
Like Maine is like you're stepping on barnacles.
Right. And the sand is very dense. There's no fluff to the sand. You just feel like you're sitting on concrete.
No fluff.
No fluff. So that sucks. And we're just like, ah, suck it up. We have a few beers. We make the most of it. And there's a little creek going through the sand, like a little watery. And she goes, I got to pee. And I go, why don't you pee in the creek? So she sits in the creek and pisses.
Oh, that's fun.
Pretty cool. One of those moments where you're like, this is why I like this gal.
Okay, we can edit this later.
All right. So, I thought it was nice. And so then there's a wedding on the beach. We watch the wedding. We're half in the bag. And then we go out and get lobster rolls. We start driving back. Bam! Wall-to-wall traffic. Boom! Wrong turn. Now we're cutting through rural Rhode Island, Connecticut. We lose our way. I don't get back till 9 at night. I miss a cellar spot. I miss an Eastville spot. It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, well, the Northeast Corridor on a Sunday, it's tough.
I thought Sunday would be good.
No, Sunday's the worst. That's the worst day.
Apparently. We're just sitting. You know, your Waze is going, this traffic will last 28 minutes. 28 minutes? My God, it's half my trip.
No, Sundays are the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we're thirsty.
Yes.
But it's crazy because when you grow up here, you don't realize that, like, from Baltimore to Boston, it's just traffic all the time.
All the time.
You drive from Kansas City to St. Louis or Idaho, you just go, woo, we're driving.
Yeah, cornfield.
It's just a nightmare.
Yeah, especially Connecticut. Connecticut fucks you right in the taint.
Connecticut is the worst state because everyone's going from Boston to New York and
yes.
Hartford and the whole thing. It's very thickly settled up here.
I get Sandy Hook now. I'm pissed, too. I might shoot somebody.
Oh, boy. By the time we finish editing, this is going to be a 48-minute episode.
All right. So we I got the cellar tape. Where are you, asshole? We hate you. You're not worth it. No one thinks you're funny. Suck my dick. It was brutal. And then we finally get there. I drop her off, and I drop the car. I run to Eastville, and I beg them, and they put me on. It was a whole thing. Then I did the stand. It was the night of the Chappelle party at the
Woo!
Box. So everybody's going to this party. I'm in a bathing suit. I got sand on my toes, sand on my asshole, and jizz in my eyes. And I go, I'm tan. I got a hat on. I look like an idiot. And everybody goes, you got to go to the party. We're all at the stand. I go, ah, shit, I should go to the party. I'm on no sleep, beach all day, drinks all day. So I go, all right, let me just drop my shit off, put some jeans on. I'll go to the party. I get all the way to my house. Left my car keys in her bag.
Ah.
Keys are, I mean, my house keys.
House keys.
House key. I can't get to my home. All the way to my house. I got to shit so bad. So I have to, I call her. She's been sleeping for hours. I call her. She wakes up. Thank God. I go to her. I take a cab to her house. That's $15. She throws the keys out the window. I grab them. I take a cab back. That's another $15. I take a shower. I take a shit. And I go, I can't do it. It's 1 a.m. I'm fucked.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I stayed home, and I'm glad I did. I texted Ari. I said, how's that party? He goes, eh. That's all he wrote. And I go, all right, fuck it.
Party smarty. I like a small group.
Small group. We had a small group at the stand. It was great. I was like, guys, let's just stay here. This is great. They're like, yeah, we're going to the party.
That's the way to be.
Apparently, a woman squirted at the party, so it was a big deal.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, not bad. Can't beat a squirter.
My aunt squirts all the time.
All right, so where are you going to be?
All right, we got to wrap it up here. Where am I going to be? Well, this weekend, I'm getting married, which is crazy to think.
Whoa!
That's insane.
I forgot.
I'm getting married in a few days. And then I'm going to be in Tempe with Mark Norman, co-headlining and doing a podcast. And now Derek Walsh is calling me. I'm getting blown up. These podcasts are killing me.
I just got the email. Hey, ticket sales are low for Tempe, asshole. Please plug.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my manager's like yelling at me. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm not a draw.
Well, we'll talk off air.
All right. So please come to that and tell a friend. And Lord knows we need you.
Yeah, I mean, how many people live in Arizona, for God's sakes? But we'll be there.
30, 40.
And then, what else do I got coming up? Boy, a lot of fun stuff. City Steam in Hartford, if you're in Connecticut. I was just in Connecticut. I don't know why I'm plugging that gig. And then, oh boy, D.C., not till October, I guess. Jesus. October, Draft House in D.C., October 13th and 14th. Rooster Teeth Feathers in October. Stress Factory. Go to my website, Comedian Joe List. Go to my Facebook fan page, Comedian Joe List. Click a like on there. I gotta get some more likes over there. And go to the fucking Patreon. That's the main thing.
Yes.
I mean, we're adding a lot of stuff. We're going to do a post-episode wrap-up and put it on there.
Yes.
A lot of stuff on there and a lot of new members, so thank you for doing that. And tell everyone how much fun it is and how nice it is.
Yeah, huge bump on the Patreons. We appreciate that, but you're getting some good content. Tempe, you heard it here. We're going to Tempe. Then I'm in Portland at Helium. Tell a friend. I didn't need to do well at that one. China, if you know anybody in China, then I'm in Toronto at JFL. Then I'm at Royal Oak in Michigan. At the Comedy Castle, St. Louis, Helium, Punchline Sacramento, Punchline San Francisco, Comic Strip in Edmonton, and Punchline San Francisco. So come on out, folks. We'd love to have you. And tonight, I'm at One Eye Jack's in New Orleans. So hometown, baby. First place I ever got paid to do comedy. Yell at Chipotle. We should have a black card. Queso, we appreciate it. Thanks for all the love on the live shows. Thanks for coming out. Get a t-shirt. Merchpump.com. Blow me. See you all in hell. Praise Allah.
Hot dog.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.